The report by a Springfield, Illinois engineering firm includes building a new Great Lakes cold water hatchery, an isolation quarantine facility, and two new inland lakes hatcheries. But those recommendations will stay on the shelf while the DNR tries to reel in state budget cuts. DNR Fish Culture Director Al Koss says they're looking at a 10-year plan that would renovate some existing hatcheries and mothball four others.
We don't have the budget to operate and maintain all the facilities that we currently have in operation. To fully implement the plan, we need to come up with a strategy to fund all of this work.
The report recommends increasing license fees, selling a $5 fish hatchery stamp, or even creating a conservation sales tax that would need to be approved by a voter referendum. Koss says they could do all of those things or none of the above. He expects cutbacks in the near term, which means fewer of the 7 to 8 million fish stocked in the state now.
All aspects of the program are going to see some level of funding reduction. The Great Lakes stocking program may take a little bit less of a cut, and perhaps some of the inland stocking might take a little bit more. Are we going to eliminate all of the stocking on a particular body of water? Probably not.
The study recommends closing the Langlade, Thunder River, Kettle Moraine, and Brule River hatcheries. Right now, the first three are already out of service. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.